the latest technology.
The perfect must-have for every golfer.
The coolest trends.
Oh, gnarly!
Insight from the hottest talent and industry insiders.
Sometimes par is good enough to win.
The South Shore's only golf show on the radio. This is Goldie Belt's Golf Live.
It's in the hole!
Here's your host, Liza Churchill.
Welcome to Goldie Bounce Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. We're coming to you live from the lovely South Shore studios of 95.9 WATD. I'd like to wish everyone happy holidays. Larry, can you believe that Santa's coming in a week? Have you been good, Larry? Are you going to get coal in your stocking?
Nothing for me. It's all for the kids.
All right. My guest this evening is Christian Bartolacci. Christian's the director of the West Florida Golf Tour, which is based in Sarasota, Florida. So let's have a warm welcome for Christian.
Thank you.
Hi, Christian.
How are you?
Very well.
Good. Nice warm welcome. I'm sure it's cold up there for you.
It's actually cold. Larry, what do you think the temperature is?
Right now? 33.
Yeah. 33 degrees, Christian.
We can double that. We can double that down here, which I know is cold for Florida, but...
Well, I heard that you guys have been having a cold spell down there. How cold is cold?
Yeah, it's been pretty cold for the last week or so. I mean, I'm a Philly boy, so not a problem for me, but my blood is definitely thinned out, and see people, you know, buying hand warmers at Walmart at 66 degrees, and you're just thinking, what's the world coming to? But it's kind of interesting to see the people cover their flowers and bushes and things like that. But I guess it's a shock. I guess it's a shock when it's 80 and perfect every day for it to be 66.
So I heard that you were all Christmassy down there, and you attended the Nutcracker. Was that a ballet?
How did you find that out?
Come on, I'm media.
Beautiful Facebook, right? No, it was great. I've never been to a ballet, so it worked out to be good. Something new I can check off my bucket list now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Boston has the Nutcracker Ballet. It's spectacular.
I don't know much about it. It was the first time for me. So it was actually very interesting. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, Sarasota is a mecca of culture down in Florida.
Yeah, it's a very artsy town, for sure.
Yes. You're currently the tour director of one of the hottest mini tours going in Florida. How long has the tour been up and running?
Well, it's funny. We've only been in business now for about 9 months, I would say. So Carl, the tour owner, started this in February. We've had a head of steam, and we're moving forward. So we have a lot of good things working so far, but we're very young, very young.
Your website is westfloridagolftour.com, and right. I know you're on Twitter. Now, what's your handle on Twitter?
It's West Florida Golf.
Oh, okay. Have you been tweeting a lot?
Yeah. I do, actually. I mostly tweet the results, and once in a while. I haven't updated, you know, the status like every day like most celebrities do, but... I try to keep, we only have about 60 followers on Twitter, way more on Facebook, but I believe the social media has been great for our tour so far. So, and we're going to keep moving forward with it. But we do a pretty good job. I mean, I have a list of things I need to do after an event, and that's one of them, is to update the Twitter account with an iPhone, which I do have. It's been actually very easy. I can pretty much run the tour from the iPhone, which has been pretty much a blessing, especially when I'm still trying to learn my way around of how to be the best tour director I can be.
Well, it's amazing. Now, I know that you yourself have competed on a number of mini tours.
Yes.
So do you feel that your experience competing on those tours brings a lot of knowledge to you as a tour director?
I totally do. I think that the knowledge that I've had, because we're players first, Carl Wakely, the tour owner, Stephen Arnold, who's now running our amateur tour, the fact that we've played golf first, I think we know what the players want, and that's been a huge success for us, and it's why the players, you know, take to us so well, because we're young guys, we have ambition, and we want to build this thing from the start and build it into something really good. So the fact that we have the players' interest first, it's really been a big help for us.
I think so as well. I know that sometimes mini tours throughout the country get a bad rap just because of some things that have happened in the past.
We believe mini tours struggle because somewhere along the line, they're not as honest as maybe they should be. And the beauty of what we do is everything's right there on our website. We're very honest with the players. They know how much money we're taking. We play the best golf courses around. So players can really feel a sense of security knowing that the tour only takes so much per player, and it's like I said, it's right there on the website. They can see that. So players want to know where their money's going, especially guys that are trying to make a living at this. The last thing they want to is to be guessing. So we think the model is to just be upfront and as honest as possible, and it's really, really worked so far, and that's why we've been successful in just a short period of time.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because golfers and tour players aspiring to make the tour, they're pretty savvy.
It's hard. I'm not going to say, it's hard not to get greedy. You see the amount of money that's coming in, but, we just feel if you just have a model and you just stick with it, and you don't do anything different, and the players know what to expect, we're going to make our money in the future based on the amount of players we get. Not necessarily taking more per each event if our numbers are down. And we really feel like, we're really doing a good job of that so far.
The area that you're in, the target area, is the southwest coast of Florida. Can you tell me about that area of Florida?
We run most of our events from Tampa down to Naples, with the majority being in the Sarasota-Bradenton area. It's beautiful on this coast, and our goal, and I guess our mission, is to try to give players, instead of just defaulting to East Coast or Orlando, come and enjoy the West Coast of Florida. We have a lot of great golf courses over here, and we know over time the whole, what we're trying to do is long term. Not in this for the short haul. We're in this for years to come. So we think that we can kind of change the culture a little bit, have players move to make their base here in the winter, on the West Coast of Florida rather than East.
Yeah, so you're creating your own niche there.
Right, and we work hard to do that. We're always on Facebook, constantly reaching out to other players. We go to all the events and try to let the players know what we're doing. We definitely have the buzz so far, and I think that's huge, especially in the golf, industry where word of mouth is more, more vital than necessarily anything else.
In a lot of industries, that's the best way.
Right, and the fact that we put on really quality events, I think the players, we've run 60 events now. We just eclipsed the $200,000 mark. It's amazing for an early, an early tour in only 9 months. We've paid over $200,000 in just 60 events. So, and next year, when 2011 starts, we plan on running over 100 events in 1 year.
What venues do you, some of the venues that you have events at?
We try to only play the best places, and I say that, with respect to all the courses around, but, places that have some sort of U.S. Open qualifier there, first or second stage of Q School they would host, maybe even final stage of Q School. We had an event at Orange County National. It was our final Q School preview. Places like the Ritz-Carlton, one of our biggest supporters, TPC at Tampa Bay, Old Corkscrew, the Founders Club here, IMG Academy. Places that host venues that have events that the players would want to play in, so that prepares them. We're smart enough to know that there's only one tournament that matters, and that's PGA Tour qualifying school to get to the next level. But we don't see why you can't play in a one-day event that prepares you for that. And then that's what we try to do. A lot of the places we go to, we get the question all the time, how did you get that venue? How did you get that venue? Because we're very easy to work with. We're very low maintenance, and the clubs like us. They like the fact that they can bring PGA Tour players to their facility, great amateurs from the area. The reality is the economy's down, so it was kind of a perfect storm for Carl to develop this tour and to launch it at the right time. A lot of things fell into place, but to his credit and to the rest of the staff's credit, we really pushed forward.
Well, I know that you have events all leading up to the final event for the Q School entry fee.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of something neat. Nothing ever on this side is has any tour ever done that. It's our Race to the Ritz Q School contest, where if you finish in the top 12 of our money list, you'll be put into a match play following our tour championship on May 13th. So the 14th at the Ritz-Carlton, we start our match play, and it'll be a two-day event for the 12 players that finish in the top 12, with the first four accumulating first-round buys. And then the winner of that, at the end, on Sunday evening, will present a check for them for their Q School, so that they don't have to pay for that. So that's something that we're really proud of, that we can have our players work towards something instead of our great individual one-day purses, also to have something to look forward to. And it gets the players to come back. The fact that they can see that on the website and they see where they're at, it creates a little bit of buzz again. And again, we have a lot of things that we're going to hopefully move towards in the future, but this is something we're very proud of so far.
I think it's really exciting. It's a really fun format, too.
It's neat. To think the last match will be for $4,500 and to have your two you know, paid for. And a lot of the players, you know, that's important for them. I mean, I remember as a player, it was tough for me to ask a sponsor for $4,500 when that money can be used for a lot of other things and a lot of other events. But mini tours nowadays, they're just so expensive, and we're very, very inexpensive. For one day events, our costs are either $160 per entry fee or $170. Which is great. And we went a whole year without membership fees, which is another reason why a lot of the players have really stuck to us. It just showed us, it showed them that, you know what, we're in this for the players' well-being as well. And we're not here to try to make a quick buck. So come experience us playing a couple of our events, you know, so. And that's another thing we've been very proud of.
I know a lot of the players, the tour players trying to make the tour, they do schedule their places they're going to play well in advance, 6 months
Correct.
A year. The fact that you are in for the long haul and long term over time, people will come.
It makes it more, you know, satisfying to us that we've been this successful with still a lot of the country and a lot of players still not knowing about us. That's the one thing that's been absolutely great for us. We've had four or five PGA Tour players play, guys like Robert Gomez, Garrett Willis, Grant Wheat. You know, John Huston's even played in one. Mike Bennett, who's, you know, the stack and tilt. And great amateurs as well. James Ledbetter, Dave Davidson plays, Sean Jacklin, you know, Tony Jacklin's son. And then we've even had some really good women amateurs play as well, like Jessica Korda, who she finished second in the U.S. Women's Amateur this year. She plays with the men all the time. So because we play such great golf courses, these players, you know, Garrett Willis, I always joke about, you know, he's only played in two of our events, but he's from up in Tampa, and he played TPC at Tampa Bay, whether it was a tune-up or whatever, and he went out the next week and finished second on the PGA Tour. So because we play at the best facilities, guys at that level would still play because it's a great tune-up for them.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf on 95.9 WAT. My guest this evening is Christian Bartolucci. Christian is the tour director of the West Florida Golf Tour down in Sarasota. Well, based out of Sarasota, right, Christian?
Sarasota.
Now, I had one question about amateurs with low handicaps. Now, how low is low, right, Christian?
we cut it off at 6. So.
All right.
Any amateur. But, you know, the interesting part about that is we just launched our West Florida Amateur Tour, which is a whole other deal in itself. Like I mentioned, Steve Arnold before, he's basically come down to be the tour director for that side of it. It's under the same umbrella, West Florida. The website's westfloridaamtour.com, and it's for basically any amateur in the area. And we also found that, you know, there's a lack of places to play for amateurs in this area. And that was a great way for us to reach out to them as well. And we're really, really excited about that. We feel that's going to be the stepping stone to make the pro side even better. So, like I said, our next event is actually tomorrow. It's our Christmas Classic at the Ritz-Carlton, where the pros will play in the morning, and then the amateur tour will play in the afternoon. And it's something for these guys to play. It's not exactly as intense as the pro side. It's a point game, so it's not hard for them to sign up and play with their friends.
Still, amateurs are very competitive as well.
Right. Like, well, there's some great prizes involved with it for sure. I mean, you know, they're going to win gift certificate money based on how they finish. So it's a win-win for us and for them, and we're just hoping that they realize that.
They run in two waves every event. It's like
for the most part, right now, because we didn't exactly know how it was going to work. We're still working through some things, but basically, the first, I think, five or six events on the AM side are actually going to be on the same days that we have pro events. They'll just go after the pros. Obviously, the pros will go first, and then the amateurs will go in the afternoon. And it's really been great for us, for the club. The clubs really like that fact that we can, you know, kind of fill the golf course for a day.
Yes. You have different divisions, men's division, women's division, and you have a grooming division. I thought that was
Correct.
Really interesting.
The grooming division is actually very interesting. It actually only runs from, I believe, it's June 1st all the way through the end of November. And it allows someone to play in the event basically for practice or to see where they're at. Instead of paying the $170 fee to play in the event, play for $60. Now, they won't be eligible to win any money, but they can see where they're at. They play with the pros. Their scores will be up there with the pros, and they can kind of see if this is something they want to do. Obviously, because our winner schedule, the players, it fills up real quick. We don't have time to we don't have any spots available for them. But in the summertime, it's a great way for guys that are just turning pro that maybe don't have the money to fork out 170, but they want to see where they're at. And that's been something that's been very, very successful for us. We've averaged, I guess, two or three groomers in each event during the summer and into the fall.
I like that grooming division.
We just want to give the players options. You know, that's basically, we're all about options. You know, we don't want to shy anybody away, and that's one of the reasons why we've been successful.
Now, you offer other services to your tour members, like discounted hotel, rental cars, and stuff like that.
You know, we don't actually have the rental cars
yet.
Oh,
maybe I'm thinking of the future.
we have some great hotel discounts for our players. Anybody that joins our tour, you know, great rates at basically five-star, you know, hotels that have just been built here in the Sarasota area, and we're definitely trying to expand, you know, for some great rates. Like, you can stay at the Comfort Suites for $69 a night, and then the Hampton for $79. This is just ways to get guys that, you know, maybe live on the other coast that want to come over and play in three of our events. Bring a friend. It's very inexpensive. We also have playing privileges at a local club, you know, IMG Academies, where that's basically where amateur golf starts and ends here in the U.S. with their academy. So we have a great rate for our guys to play there, and then, you know, also throughout the summer as well there.
Is it possible for those golfers from Boston on the South Shore here who may be visiting Sarasota or the surrounding areas for a week or two or a month this winter, they can play in a few of your events?
Oh, absolutely, because that's, you know, the beauty of what we have now is we have the amateur tour. So whether you're a professional or an amateur, there's a place for you to play on this coast. And that's basically what we're trying to accomplish. And with it comes all the amenities of the hotels and the other playing privileges as well.
So how would they go about that? They just go to your website or contact you there?
You go to the website if they're a professional, westfloridagolftour.com, or if they're an amateur, westfloridaamateurtour.com. I'm sorry, amtour.com, and all the information's right there on it. It's exciting for us. We're only 9 months old, so who knows? We might talk in a year, and I might have some new things to explain and talk about. And we're really excited about what we're doing so far.
Are you guys going to be going to the PGA show? Are you going to have a booth there or anything?
We will not have a booth, but I am actually almost a PGA member. I'm in level two. I have a little bit more work to go. I will definitely be there spreading the word about our tour. We actually have an event that day, so the rest of the guys will be hanging back. But I definitely will. And anything we can do to spread word about the tour, that's why we're very appreciative of what you're doing for us. This is great for us to have people just to hear about what we're doing. And you know, maybe next time they can figure out where they would want to go in the winter.
Now, before our time's up, I want you to tell me a little bit about the tour owner, Carl Wakely. He is a touring professional himself.
Correct. He is still playing. He had a vision that it turned out to be a brilliant one. It's a funny little story. When he asked me to run this thing before I went back up to Philadelphia to work, and I said, you know, you're not going to get any players. I basically flat out told him that. I said, you know, there's no way this is going to work. And I was wrong. And, you know, I admit when I'm wrong, and it's been a great opportunity for me. He has a vision, and we're starting to put it together, and it's been great for us. I met him on another mini tour, actually, over on the East Coast, and he saw that I was, you know, on the tee sheet that I was from Sarasota. We became very good friends. I mean, we've kind of built this thing together, and he's a great boss and a great leader.
And isn't he European? He's from...
Yes, he's from Wales.
Wales.
Cardiff, Wales, right where they had the Ryder Cup.
And he's the Welsh National Amateur Champion in 2005.
Correct, yep.
So what is...
He's a good player in his own right, definitely. He's working towards, you know, what he wants to do. You know, he has sometimes his... he has a little bit of a balancing act being the owner and a player, but... He's working through that, and we've come to take some of the load off of him so he can focus on what's important to him, and that's golf. He really he wants this tour to strive and move forward, and I think that's his short-term goal was making sure the tour was successful. And I don't blame him. He's sitting on a real great opportunity here, and we're hoping that with everything that we're doing now, he'll have the time in the future to pretty much go wherever he wants once we start getting up and a little bit more solid.
You yourself have attended PGA Tour qualifying school a number of times.
Correct. It didn't work out. That's why I'm on the air with you right now. But it's a grind. I mean, you can see some of the... There's a lot of great players on our tour that I'm shocked that they haven't made it yet. But we keep plugging away. You know, it's something that I didn't want to keep doing. I was looking forward to do some different things with my life. I would have liked to have thought that if I stuck with it, I would have made it. But you know what? I'm very happy with what I'm doing. I get to play more golf now than I did when I was working as an assistant. So this is great for me. I don't have any regrets. Who knows down the line with the PGA, maybe I can play in a PGA championship once a decade or something like that if I'm fortunate enough. But for right now, my job is to make sure that the tour is growing.
I want to wish you happy holidays and continued success with your tour.
We really appreciate this. Like I said, thank you so much from all of us here, and we wish you a happy holiday as well.
You guys can come on anytime.
Beautiful.
So your website is westfloridagolftour.com. Next up, it's week 7 of Michelle Anderson's Golf Strength and Conditioning segment.
You're not fit.
We just want to pop your
until you're golf fit.
Here's a killer chest workout you can do at home. All you need is a cheap set of dumbbells and a carpeted floor.
It's your golf fitness tip of the week.
One. Uh-huh, yeah. Be strong. Think strong.
With Michelle Anderson of Pilates Plus of Cape Cod.
This week, we're going to do side-lying exercises. Side-lying exercises are important to golf conditioning because they strengthen both the inner and outer thigh muscles. They also create a stable internal base for the pelvis. They also aid in rotational movements of the body for the takeaway through to the finish. Side-lying exercises help stabilize your knee joint and help prevent low back injury. 10 to 12 repetitions. To start, you want to lay down on a mat on your side. Bring your hips back, lining them up with the back edge of your mat, and bring your toes to the front edge of your mat so your legs are slightly on an incline. Legs are long and straight. Your head should be resting on your lower arm. You're going to use your top arm as your kickstand, placing it just in front of your body, palm into the mat. Stack your ankles, knees, hips, and shoulders, one on top of the other, so you're perfectly on your side. Squeezing both legs together, exhale to elevate both legs off the floor. They may only lift 1-2 inches. It's not a huge movement. Inhale, slowly with control, lower them back to the floor. Try to keep your body in a straight line without swaying or wobbling. As you exhale, engage your abs. Pull the abs in and up, raising the legs up. Exhale to slowly lower back down. One of the tricks to these side-lying movements is to focus on lengthening your body and lengthening the legs. So it's really not about how high you can lift the legs. It's about the energy you take to stretch and reach all the way out your toes. You can also use an exercise ball for this movement just by placing the ball between the lower legs, between your ankles, your feet, wherever you can lock it in and stay stable and stacked. This engages the inner thighs a little bit more because you have to hold on to the ball as you slowly exhale and raise the legs up and inhale to lower down. Sitting up nice and tall after you've completed your 12 repetitions on each side, we'll go into a hip stretch. So sitting up tall, legs long in front of you, bend your right knee and give it a big hug, squeezing it in towards your chest. Try to relax your spine and your neck as you stretch and really release all the muscle tension in your body. And then switching legs, hug the left knee in towards your chest. And after a few breaths, release. If you'd like to see the video for these movements, or if you have any questions for me, contact me directly at www.pilatesplusofcapecod.com. This is Michelle Anderson.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday. And don't forget, you can log on to Goldie Bounce Golf, WATD page, and all my social media to view Michelle Anderson's golf conditioning videos. Check out her YouTube page at Pilates Plus of Cape Cod as well. For a behind-the-scenes look at the production of the Goldie Bounce Golf Show, check out my blog at goldiebouncegolf.com.
Tune in to Goldie Bounce Golf Live, heard every Sunday night at 6:30, exclusively on 95.9 WATD.